I was trying to figure this out this morning. I was noodling this in my brain. I mean, A, it's amazing the damage that's been done to America by greed. When Reagan, you know, motivated by greed, or at least, you know, the people who were funding Reagan were motivated by greed, in 1982, stopped enforcing the Sherman antitrust laws and stopped enforcing the laws that made it, well, the Sherman Act was the principal one that made it difficult for medium-sized and large companies to merge together into giant, basically oligopic companies, oligopolies. When Reagan did that, it began a process that now 33 years later, you look back and look at any sector of the American economy and you find it is dominated by three or four very large corporations that do not operate in anything that even resembles a marketplace, that operate in their own, you know, greed zones, basically. You look at food, whether it's fast food or whether, you know, whether it's food, whether it's groceries, whether it's food processing, whether it's growing food. Look at those. You look at clothing. You look at retailing. You look at computers. You look at medicine. You look at healthcare. You look at, I mean, you look at media, television, radio. Pick your industry. You're going to find four or five companies that basically dominate it. And within those industries, you're going to find people who are actually even very, very toxic. The fossil fuel industry, for example, the oil industry. This is an industry that lives off not just our subsidies. Not only do we just give them hundreds of millions of dollars a year or hundreds of billions of dollars a year in direct subsidies to the Koch brothers and their buddies in the oil industry. But, you know, and by, you know, the U.S. Navy protecting their products and everything. But they don't pay for their externalities. People get cancer because we burn oil. People get asthma because we burn oil and gas and coal. The mercury and, you know, there's all these neurological disorders that seem to be associated with mercury in our food supply. All these toxins. These companies don't pay anything for any of it. They socialize the cost to us. We pay all the costs. And every now and then, some voice comes along that just randomly surprises you and says, hey, wait a minute. This morning on Morning Joe on MSNBC, the top-rated show on MSNBC, the morning conservative show, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski had Graham Nash as a guest, you know, formerly of the, I think it was the Hollies, right? Barbara Ann and all those songs. And then he went with Crosby, Stills, Graham and Nash. And then Crosby, Stills, Young, Graham and Nash, or whatever it was. And Neil Young joined them. And he was on and he sang a song and Joe Scarborough strummed along with him and wasn't that cute. But at one point, he just went off on this rant. And at first, Mika's like trying to stop him. And then they just stand back and go, oh, can't stop this. It's going to make it worse. And then Joe at the end just kind of wraps it up and says, okay, we're going to move on from here, basically. Well, here's Graham Nash's rant on MSNBC this morning.
It's appalling how many climate change deniers there are in this world that are paid to make sure that the Koch brothers can still sell all the stuff to us. And I often wonder, don't the Koch brothers have children? Don't they have grandchildren? Don't they know what they're doing in this quest for more money? They're already one of the richest families in the world. How much more do you need? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, how much more do you need? And so what is the price to America of greed? The price of the Koch brothers' greed and the hundreds of millions of dollars that they're spending to get Republican candidates elected this year. This year, if the Republicans take the Senate and hold the House, it is nothing more or less than a statement of the impact of five right-wing cranks on the Supreme Court and the Citizens United decision, saying that money is speech, corporations are people, and now billionaires can buy politicians. The Koch brothers basically own Scott Walker. They own Pat Roberts. They own Chris Christie. I mean, it's just, and it's not even the big names. I mean, it's now they're buying like county judges. It's amazing. So what's the cost of greed to the United States? We have more sickness. We have a less resilient healthcare system if Ebola comes to America in a big way. You got, well, Texas, you've got a quarter of the population of Texas uninsured because Rick Perry won't go along with Obamacare and expand Medicaid. A quarter. And the Koch brothers are running ads, this Generation America thing. They're running ads pointed, you know, targeting young people saying, don't sign up for Obamacare. Creepy Uncle Sam. He wants to give you an exam in your private parts. Right. Why aren't we talking about the creepy billionaires? Why aren't we talking about the cost of greed? Why is that not in our media discourse? Oh, yeah, our media have been conglomerated, merged and built to the point where they themselves are giant monopolies or oligopolies. So, of course, they're not going to call out greed. They're all about greed. Why is the media not talking about the, you know, $500 million that's going to be spent or more by outside groups, by, you know, Karl Rove's buddies and the Koch brothers and their buddies? Why is the corporate media not pointing this out? Because they get all the money. All right, the Koch brothers throw $200 million into a campaign. Where does it go? Television advertising. So what is greed costing America? It's costing us our health. It's costing us our young people. We've got an entire generation now of young people, people in their 20s, by and large, and the generation coming up behind them, too, is going to be an even a worse situation, who are more than $1 trillion in debt because of student loans. This is something that up until 20, 30 years ago, before Reaganomics, did not exist in the United States. In fact, before Reagan was governor of California, California had free public education, free college. It's mind-boggling, the greed-driven Reaganomics, what it has done to damage America. Can you think of any companies that pay for their externalities?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.